excuse me, 3:30.
Okay, and it's Dennis that's going to be calling me?
Yes, Dennis will be calling you.
Okay, sounds great. All right, all right. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, okay. Gary. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Hello? Hi, Gary. My name's Kevin Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Let me get you on my Bluetooth. Really quick.
Good. Can you hear me all
right? I can. Can you hear me? Yes, yeah, I've got you. That's great. Thank you.
Okay, Gary, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I actually work with Dennis here at Bank of Cardiff. He's a little slammed up, so he asked me to reach out to you. We both underwrote your file. Can I give you my phone number in case you get disconnected, please?
Yeah, hang on. I'm driving, so let me write something down real quick. Okay, and what's your name one more time?
My name is Ruben.
Okay, Ruben. Okay, your number?
It's 858. 866-9102.
Okay, good, Ruben, I have it.
All right, and I just had a few basic questions for you. Call won't take more than a few minutes, and then
okay.
If I can get my questions answered, I can probably circle back with you Monday morning with an approval and some terms. So the first question I wanted to ask you is about how much capital are you looking for and what is the need?
You know, I think somewhere $200,000 to $500,000 would be sufficient, and the need is just to cover kind of the gap between the time in which we make a sale and which the finance company funds that the system has to be fully installed before we get our funding. So it's just that time period.
What are you currently using since you don't have a line to do that with or a loan to do that?
We've got a couple of friends, myself, my ex-wife, and a couple of guys that will give us money, kind of high interest money that helps us kind of do that gap financing, but we kind of set it up with a lot of points. So it's just, and we can keep doing that. Everybody loves it except for us.
Okay. What kind of terms do you currently get from them?
Usually it's, 90 days is usually if we borrow a bulk of money, we repay it within 60 to 120 days. We average about 90.
Okay. And what is, like, if you borrow, say, $200,000, what is the cost of that?
Well, it's ridiculous. It's not what we want.
Can you give me a little insight? Because it would actually help me understand your business from a cash flow perspective.
Okay. It's, hang on 1 second. Let me remember here. So it is, I mean, it basically yields to about a 24% rate of return.
So if you borrowed $100,000 in, say, 9 months, you're paying $24,000 on that money. Is that correct?
If we borrowed it, okay, give me the math again, and I'm driving, so I just don't have anything to pencil with here.
If you borrow $100,000 from one of these people, in 90 days you're paying back $24,000 in interest. So you're borrowing $100 and paying back $124. Is that correct?
No. That's annualized. Yeah, so it's basically depends on how quickly we pay it back. We're either paying... dang it, I wish my son, Dallin, does all of the stuff on the financial side as far as dealing with the different ones, you know. So, but it's basically a number of points depending on how long it's out. And so when I look at it, I go, this is, you know, somewhere between 24 to 30% annualized interest that we're paying. So we ought to figure out how to deal with a bank and get it closer to 5, you know.
Okay, so just to, if you use, like, say, 24 to 30%, let's just call it 24%, so would it be a good idea of, like, 2% per month?
Yes.
So if you borrowed $100,000 in over 3 months, you're going to pay back $6,000, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and do you pay any fees on that as well, or is it just interest?
No, it's interest.
Okay, and is that paid at the end of the term, or do you pay them progress payments?
Well, we're kind of motivated to pay them off before the 90 or 120 days, and so we pay it because each month that we keep it, it takes another, you know, so it's, so we're pretty much, I don't think we've kept anybody's money longer than 90 days.
Okay. So your goal is to get, it sounds like something that's maybe longer and cheaper, is that accurate?
Yeah, yeah, and just, you know, just simpler, so... Just where you know, we the only need for funds is that as we grow, we don't want to run out of cash flow.
Okay.
And we've got a really great system for, you know, getting the leads. We got different entities that generate leads on our paperwork. So they're writing contracts. We have 3 days to what we call onboard those contracts. As long as we know they're profitable, they're good pieces of work, we'll say yes. And then everything related to that is the speed by which we can get them designed and installed. And we don't have any accounts receivable from customers. We only have, you know, financial institutions that pay us for that.
Okay. In addition to Bank of Cardiff, have you applied for any other loans?
No, I haven't talked to anybody.
Okay.
It was a friend of our controller, Ross, that suggested we reach out to you guys.
Okay.
Has he worked with us before?
Yes, he knows somebody down there. He's a high-level financial guy, and I used him in a prior business that I was a CEO of. And then he's come in and kind of says, well, let me look at things to see what I can do. And he just came in and says, let me introduce you to some people. So this introduction is a result of Ross's relationships. But we've not really reached out to anybody.
So basically... on your file, my thought is, so you're looking for about $200,000 to $500,000. You're looking for a loan where you're not really putting up collateral. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean it's the contracts right now. We just say we're booking these 15 sold jobs, and they total this much. So that's how much money we want on these jobs. But yeah, I don't see how placing collateral makes any sense for us.
Oh, okay. And in terms of funding, I mean, just to kind of, I'm more on the underwriting side and on the sales side.
Yeah.
To me, to pay $5,000 to $6,000 to borrow 100 over 90 days, it's not really ridiculous for an unsecured loan. I can understand the idea to go longer, but I do like to give customers potential ideas of pricing. For an unsecured loan, we're not going to be at 5%. It just wouldn't be possible for us. That's more real estate-based financing. For an unsecured loan, that wouldn't be something we could come close to doing. So I think we could help you get a sizable amount of money. Our money is used for growth and for need. I think we could get you away from having... I can understand not having to go to friends and family and ask for money. That's obviously, like, it's an iffy thing to do. And I think we'll give you longer money so you can consistently flip the money multiple times and have more control of the process. I think probably some of your frustrations... Is it fair to say that... You don't want to have to go to someone each time and need money. You'd rather just use the money as you see fit?
Yeah, I think it just makes more logical sense to me to kind of, you know, eventually get to a place where someone says, yeah, well, you've got $1 million line or you got a $2 million line and this works great for us and it flows. And as we prove ourselves, I expect the rate to drop, but and I also know how it works.
Yeah, just to give you a little feedback, we are a relationship-based bank. What makes us unique in that, unlike traditional banks, we don't require collateral to fund loans. We also don't require a standard 5-year time in business, which is a very unique product. But for a cash flow loan, it is considered high risk because just the default rate is above 10%. That's a realistic part of our business. I do think we can get you some sizable amount of capital. A few other quick questions for you. There was a note a credit officer made in your file. It says that, and I don't know if this is accurate because I'm not seeing it on my credit report, that there was a judgment from Wells Fargo Bank against you or your partner for a lot of money in 2015, but I can't seem to find it. Does that sound accurate at all? Have you ever worked with Wells Fargo?
No. Well, I did, and that what they're picking up is I was a high-end luxury home builder in Arizona in 2008, and I had one banking thing with Wells back then, and it was back to, I think, 2008, 2009, something like that.
Was it a judgment?
Yeah, they did get a judgment.
And that was from a home building company, right?
Yep, exactly.
Did that ever get resolved?
No, we've been in the process. I mean, it went from, I think, $250,000 down to $80,000 that I was working away at it for a period of time. And then we were trying, I was going through a divorce. And so in the midst of me moving to California 4 or 5 years ago, it kind of all has got set on the side. But that's the only negative thing I've ever had.
Okay. Last thing, what's the minimum you'll take? And what's, you said 200 to 500. What's the minimum you'd be looking for that would make sense for you?
Oh, I think probably, yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with anything for less than $200,000. It just wouldn't be worth it.
And you said, do you borrow per job right now, or do you just borrow kind of each job?
No, we borrow a lump sum. And for the people we're talking to, we're saying, you know, yeah, it's really not tied to the jobs, but we give job names because once we know that we've onboarded a job, we've got the engineering, it's past the 3-day right to cancel, and we have a legitimate lender that has countersigned it. It's a good job, so we just kind of bulk them, but it doesn't tie anything to it.
All right. Okay. And to kind of give the tackle, so if you got, say, $200,000. So if you borrow $200,000 right now, and you pay back over, say, 90 days, $12,000, is it important for you to get a longer term so you can use the money more effectively, or are you looking for something?
I think it would be nice to, if it can be set up to be, and I don't know how it works, but ideally there's times in which we fund a whole bunch of jobs and we're just cash flow flush. And then what happens is we have a new company come on, sells for us, and they sell, 20 jobs. Brand new vendor comes and sells 20 jobs for us, so we onboard. Average tickets, probably $30,000. There's, $600,000 worth of business that we didn't expect, and then the upfront cost. So to answer your question, the longer the better, and if there's the ability to pay it up and down so we're not just taking a lot and paying a lot of interest when we don't need the money, that would be ideal. But the ebbs and flows are kind of nice to have just because we don't need it all the time. It's just when we have that, the startup costs are what we've got to cover. And when we get a whole lot of jobs, the startup costs get to be a little bit more than the cash flow.
Okay, so let me kind of walk you through the product and what we offer. I'm not sure if it would make sense for you, but I can circle back to you Monday because you answered my questions.
Okay.
We run the gamut from traditional lending, super clean, low-risk files, to extremely high-risk lending. Risk for us, of course, is defined by credit, time in business, and also overall collateral and what we get if someone doesn't pay. Even though I'm probably telling you something that you haven't heard before. There are some concerns on the credit, but we find a lot of businesses where we can look at it not from just a personal credit standpoint, but a business credit standpoint and how the opportunity of the loan. But I can't stress as much. I'm not sure what kind of conversations you had with the sales rep. Did he go over any like terms? Did he give you any expectations or no?
No, none.
Okay.
He just didn't do anything except he says it looked like we were approved, and I go, okay, well, what does that mean? So now
I notice on your credit, you have applied for a similar product multiple times. So that's a question I have. It looks like you applied in 2014 and 15 for a company at Snap Advances, GBR Funding, Yellowstone Capital, so Business Financial Services. So these are companies that do similar loan products, not necessarily the same. What happened with those? Did you get approved? Did you not get approved? Do you know what happened then?
Wait. What was the dates and what were the companies?
It was late 2014. This is Gary, correct? Gary Senior.
Yeah. Well, Kenneth Gary.
Okay. I see K Gary. Yeah, you were born in 1954, correct?
Yes, correct.
So I just see a lot of inquiries in late 2014.
It wasn't for this business, and I'm wondering who in the world that is. So the only thing we did, I had a prior business called Zero Energy that I sold in June of 2015, and there was a group called Cornerstone Capital that set up a revolving line of credit on accounts receivable for Zero Energy. But outside of that, I don't think I've ever made an application with anybody. So these companies, say them one more time.
I see BFS, GBR Fundings, a lot of different companies. Yellowstone Capital.
That really concerns me.
Well, it seems like based
none of those sound right to me.
They're very reputable companies. My guess is that you were working with a broker in the past. That's just my guess.
Well, if I wasn't, so I'm kind of, so I had four partners in the other company, and I really became uninvolved with it 2 years ago. So I'm wondering if they were running applications without telling me. That one actually throws me for a loop, to be honest with you.
Okay. Give me a second.
So just so you know, I've never made an application, anything related to Energy Service Partners at all. And so anything that was done had to have been done for Zero Energy Contracting, which was a prior company I was associated with that had four owners.
Gotcha. Okay,
I'm actually not familiar with any of those names.
No, I mean, just to give you an idea, I'll be touching base with you on Monday morning. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
I think kind of the way to look at this file is this is non-traditional funding. This is funding where it's a lot riskier than traditional bank funding because you're not pledging real estate, and it's about growth. But the idea, and I'll talk to you about the idea of doing an unsecured loan or just a cash loan at 5%, that's not even close to where we'll be at. So if that's what you're really looking for, we cannot help you.
Okay. No, I'm open to see what it is that you can offer, and then I'll take a look at it with my controller and with my other partner.
You got it. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you for your time. And
all
is
right.
This the best I'm going to reach you at?
Yes, it is. Great.
All right. So I'll have your formal approval amount and terms drawn up and get it with you on Monday. Thanks again.
Okay. You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.